The year is 1927. Yes, 1927, a year to remember. And it was in 1927 that Tippett Richardson first opened its doors to business.
Hold it! Hold it! Haven't we seen this before? Stop the tape! Let's fast forward to 1956. Yeah, that's right. 1956. Peter Naylor. Peter Naylor joins Tippett Richardson and is stationed in Hamilton. He works the warehouse and discovers that the time clock does not exist for him. He's destined to be a workaholic. Notice the warehouse today is a Filipino cultural center. In 1961, he's transferred to Ottawa. Little politics never hurt anyone. And in 1963, he returns to Center Ice in Toronto and assumes the responsibilities of branch coordinator. The journey begins, and Peter Naylor has a team of colleagues supporting his ascension to CEO and owner of the company.
There's a person that you always knew where you stood with Peter. He knew the business well from growing up in the business, and he was a type of person that wanted a job done well.
Mr. Peter Naylor, Mr. Allied Van Lines, Dad. On behalf of myself, friends, family, and everyone I know in the moving industry, I would like to congratulate you on your 50 years with Tippett Richardson.
Peter, he'd walk in with his ever famous small briefcase bag, and no one ever knew what was in there, but it seemed very important. And he'd always walk past the dispatch book, and he always had the same question. You know, and it was, are we winning today?
You'd have to go down to the first floor occasionally when you were summoned, but you also got warning when Peter was coming upstairs by his whistling.
When he sees somebody in a need, there definitely is a response from him, definitely. He always looks out for his people.
He was greatly respected overseas. Wherever I went, they would always ask after Peter and Dolores, so and that was so he has that legacy, you know, that of being well liked and well loved, and the Naylor family. You know, everyone would ask after all the Naylors. So yeah, that's one of my, you know, the main memory that I have.
I would like you to know that I am also proud to be part of this legacy still, and I'll do my very best to continue it into the future.
He is an excellent example of a businessman. You know, he possesses one of those unique business acumens, which is produced through, I think, intellect partly, and experience, and also family.
I've certainly enjoyed working for the company for a good number of years.
And you always knew where you stood with Peter, and probably for the first year I knew where I stood, and that was usually on Peter's carpet at least once or twice a week.
My earliest memories of this guy that would be whistling and standing by the photocopying machine. And so that's, I can sort of still see Peter doing that.
So I never knew what song he was whistling. It was just a whistle. And depending on the pitch, you knew how he was going to be when he came into the room.
Spring was never waiting for us, girl. It ran one step ahead as we followed in the dance.
Peter served the industry well, developing relationships with his colleagues in the United States and Canada. He served as president for Allied Van Lines from 1975 to 1977. Peter also regarded the world as part of his business enterprise and supported membership in FIDE, VAR, Omni, and the peripheral associations for the betterment of the industry and Tippett Richardson.
Hello, Peter. This is Colin Quarrington and Pam. I remember you very, very well indeed, because when I first began working for Feedy, you were my first interviewee in Canada, and you absolutely terrified me, because you were very blunt, and you weren't going to give anything away at all, and you really tested my journalistic skills to the limit. But we got on famously, and I'm pleased to say we got on very, very well in all the ensuing years. Congratulations on all that time at Tibbetts, and also congratulations to you both on your wedding anniversary.
The remarkable thing about the industry and my relationship with Peter is the places where we've been able to share a little time together. Places like Rio de Janeiro, or Singapore, or Sydney, Australia, or London, and all of the places, because Feedy moves its conferences around all the time. So he's always been a lively presence at these things. And I would look back at it and think that over those years he's did his company and himself and the stature of the company a great deal of good.
Well, Tippett Richardson, they're known to me as the friendly mover, of course, and this has got to emanate from the top, and I think that says it all. It's been a real great pleasure to have enjoyed Peter's company in so many ways, and so I'd like to congratulate you, Peter, on 50 great years, and here's to the next 50. I'm sure you'll last the course.
I have some great memories of Tippett Richardson and with Farewell Travel. I can remember one time traveling to Rio de Janeiro with quite a few Rotarians as a tour escort and as a Rotarian. And one of my trainers earlier in the travel business said, get all of the people's passports together, walk aggressively to the front of the line, and you can get your people through and not have to worry about lining up with 300 or 500 other people when they arrive at Rio. And he didn't speak English, but the fellow that took me in did. And he said to me, you know, if you want all these passports stamped so that your group can get through, I think you should maybe think of a gift for my boss. And he said, well, maybe a picture of your president? And I thought to myself, who in hell would want a picture of Peter Naylor? Anyway, I learned quickly it was not your picture, Peter. It was the picture of the President of the United States. And, you know, 20 or 30 pictures of him were successful in getting those people through customs and immigration and onto their fun time in Rio. And for everybody in the audience, guess what? You get to go to Rio now.
Congratulations, Peter and Dolores, on 50 fantastic years of building up a first-class business with a wonderful reputation.
Have a wonderful party, and we drink to you and to the rest of the family. God bless.
Peter, we are speaking to you from Johannesburg, South Africa.